anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Doris is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything with Doris is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Doris.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Doris podcast, and I am your host, Doris. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone. How are you? I hope you're feeling blessed today. I have been discussing a lot of information about Hollywood and the occult and how it has been introduced into Christianity, and I am doing so because it's important that in these times people understand what they and their children are up against. Today, I want to take a break from my research and read to you a letter that was written back in February of 2014. By Jonathan Ball. He points out a lot of things that seem so innocent, but are they really? It gives us insight to what we as Christians should recognize in order to protect our souls from going in an incorrect path. We must remember that the Bible wasn't written for the world. It was written for those who are the followers of Christ. Christians go to church because it helps guide us in a proper direction, gives us the boost we need for the following week in order to get through another week in this unholy world that we live in. So when I ran across this letter written by Jonathan Ball, I thought it was perfect for what I have been discussing with you lately. At the top of the page, before you read Jonathan's letter, it has the scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, and it's from the King James Version. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, I will read you the letter written on February 19, 2014, from Jonathan Ball. The Occult in the Church, by Jonathan Ball. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Scripture warns us that in our times people would be led away from the truth by deceitful spirits, and that is happening today all over the world. The New Age movement and false teachings are flooding the churches of America and around the world. These spirits with their teachings are leading multitudes away from the true gospel of Jesus Christ and right into the pit of hell. Satan knows that for many in churches, he cannot simply present Satanism to them, for they will reject such blunt offers. Therefore, he sneaks his doctrines in stealthily, providing something more tasteful for the masses. He provides sugar-coated lies, occult practices with Jesus stamped on them, so that the people will bite the bait, and they do. Millions of them. It breaks my heart. Here is an example. Yoga is seen by many as just a way to exercise your body and mind, and that is totally harmless. Yet yoga is rooted in the Eastern religion Hinduism. The very name itself means to yoke, which means to be joined to another. Yoga is to join you with the spirits of Hinduism, which are really demons. The yoga moves are actually individual offerings of praise to the 330 million gods that are worshipped. At the end of yoga class, people say, Namaste, which means The God within me greets the God within you. But we have people like Pastor Rick Warren who have body yoga classes at church, and there are many who think lightly of such matters. Not only does Rick Warren mingle with such things, but he has also created what's called the Daniel Plan. This plan has invaded the church, and the thousands upon thousands whom Rick has influence over. A careful look at those who Warren chose to help compile the Daniel Plan will reveal the deceitful work of Satan involved. Dr. Mehmet Oz, Dr. Daniel Ammon, and Dr. Mark Hyman were those whom Pastor Rick Warren chose to help form a health plan for God's people, all of whom are not Christian doctors, and together their beliefs range from the biblical meditation to hypnosis, even involving occult practices and the use of energies to heal. These are just a few of the many ways that New Age philosophies and occult practices have entered church buildings, heading people away from truth in Christ and toward demonic doctrines. With a love for God's people, Jonathan Ball. So what do you think of his thoughts on the New Age ideas? Was it an eye-opener for you? Do you agree? And please let us know in the comments below. Thank you for listening, and God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. Anything and Everything with Doris is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out a few days a week, so come on back. If you have an idea for a topic, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on our social media pages by checking out all links below. Need a good laugh? Subscribe to our YouTube channel found in the links below, where you can watch our skits, video pods, and listen to our podcast all in one place. See you there. If you would like to support all that we offer, feel free to donate any amount your heart is comfortable with at paypal.me/yappystudio, or just click on the link below. Check our show notes below for all references and links mentioned. And as always, we thank you for joining us today. God bless.